Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay,
we're Maysoon. At it again, Kate. Congratulations.
Okay, we somehow did manage to record again.
Twice in a row. It's pretty good.
I'm personally shocked.
We might really be getting back to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to a performance festival this weekend.
Oh.
At ODC. It's called State of Play. And I made this big problem for myself, of course, where I got professional development through work to go because I do
nice.
Programming at the gallery. And so it's like, hey, can we use this as I'm doing research for bringing people to the gallery, and it all went through. And then I didn't buy the festival pass on time.
Oh no.
Which is ridiculous. So now I have to like buy individual tickets, which is fine. It'll still be professional development and I'll still be able to go. But then there's a handful of shows that are sold out that are like by younger artists, more experimental, which is definitely more my jam. Like,
yeah.
So now I have to like futz around and try to figure out how to get into those.
What? Someone help me soon. Give us a call. 419.
I have already reached out to the directors of both performance groups. Cute, right? The weekend of their performances. I'm like, hi, can I get in?
Well, but did you say I work for the San Francisco?
No, we know each other. They know where I work.
Okay.
So they're very friendly and they tried to help. But then the box office is like, nope, can't do it. It'll be fine. I'm going to go to the shows. I'm going to try to get into the ones that are sold out. I'm really excited. I love performance. Please send me all of your performance dates.
I love live performance. Oh,
yeah.
And you can send us those dates to congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We got to get off that Gmail address. And you can call us 419-351-6606. You can also text that number. Alternative exposure applications are coming open. They're doing another round of alternative exposure grants from Southern Exposure.
What year is it? Like 15?
They have stopped numbering the years. So that's how long it's been.
Wow. Good for them.
And they have info sessions if you want to learn how to apply for a lot of money.
Is it a lot of money?
We got a lot when we got
one. Got like a couple thousand dollars.
I think we got $2,500.
Yeah. I was just going to ask if the amount has gone up since we got it.
For
like
sure.
10 years
yeah.
ago.
For sure. It's gone
cool.
up.
Go to SOEX.org, people.
Alternative exposure grants directly fund visual arts projects that provide frameworks of support for artists to create and continue their work. So, for example, like a podcast, or like if you run a residency program. Your turn.
Or if you run, are they doing like weird art spaces, like non-501c3 spaces?
Artists run galleries and
hallways and basements.
Underbed gallery.
My
favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So the application deadline.
It's kind of great because it's almost like an excuse for someone to start something even, which is
great.
Yeah,
if you need that little bit of seed money to get your project
going. Go for
going.
It. This is it. Do it.
Or if you have a project you've been doing for a long time and you could use some extra funds for that.
Yeah.
As long as you haven't received an Altex grant, and I think the last 5 years, you're eligible.
Is it that long? Usually it's just a couple of years, but we don't know. So just read all the instructions.
If you got an Altex grant between 2007 and 2021, okay, you are eligible to apply again.
So 2021, so that's 4 years?
Something like that.
Three or four years. I don't know how to count.
And the application deadline is Monday, August 12th at 11:59 p.m.
That's just under 2 weeks. It's about a week and a half away. You can do it.
Uh-huh.
I think the application is pretty straightforward. I think SOEX generally is trying to get people in.
Yeah.
Not making things hard.
No. They don't support LLCs.
How about our organizations that have signed on to PACBEAD?
Should
we start talking about them
Let's
instead?
Shout them out.
What are they doing?
Hang
Let's
on.
Get people to go hang with them.
People, they got a good... I get asked often about where's a list of spots that have adopted PACBEAD.
Has Counterpulse adopted PACBEAD? Because they put out a statement for Palestine in the early...
No, they didn't.
In the early days.
No, they haven't. I know that there's staff there that... I know there's folks there that want that to happen.
Yeah. How about 500 Cap Street?
What about... No.
Because they put out a big statement and suffered some repercussions from that. I feel like they could go for it, guys,
if you already did all that. Okay, folks, if you get over there to writersagainstthewaronGaza.com, they have a list. If you go to the section that's called Learn About PACBEAD, There's all the FAQ, which is super helpful. And then they have their list of all different kinds of institutions that have endorsed PACB. But it's not broken down by location. A lot of these are like in New York and other places. City Lights is one of our great Bay Area places.
Let's start going to City Lights programs.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude.
It's fun to go to North Beach too. We can go get tiramisu or cannolis before.
Yeah. Okay. Here's who's on here. And now this isn't an exhaustive list. I'm sure there's other places like Congratulations Pine Tree. I don't think is on there yet because I didn't send our info in.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay. Okay. I would just assume we are.
Okay. Et al, obviously. The Lab. Pacific Sawworks.
Oh,
Stuart
great.
Pittman's Gallery. Let's see. Bro, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Bay Area, do better.
For the Bay.
Let's get it together.
If you have already adopted and you want to be added to the Writers Against the War on Gaza list that they have, then reach out to us, 419-351-6606. I can hook you up.
Kay can get you all the information you need.
But hey, here's a few spots in Los Angeles. There's a thing called Rotations Film Series in L.A., South Willard Gallery in L.A., Rip Space, Poetic Research Bureau, Now Instant Image Hall, The New Theater, Melrose Botanical Garden.
Cute.
That's
wow.
Fucking cool.
Let's go visit them.
Oh, Human Resources, great. Which you may have heard of.
Yeah.
And 839 Gallery in Los Angeles. So there's quite a few in L.A. That's
LA's
cool.
Doing better than us. We just got to get it together. Why don't we have it together here?
I have no idea.
Maybe because we're much smaller. So like the what is it called?
Oh, right. The percentage per institution
something
might
like that.
Be actually better here.
Yeah.
A lot of presses, because Wawa gets Writers Against the War on Gaza. So, you know, people might not think if there's another list that people are looking at to see who has adopted PACB, if there's one I haven't heard of, please let me know. And that's, Jesus Christ, that is the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel, which started in Ramallah in 2005. And it's part of BDS.
Yeah.
Boycott, divest, sanction.
Yeah.
But it's specific to the arts, so it makes sense that art institutions would get on it.
I've been recently trying to find a new pair of gym shoes because the shoes I'm wearing to my dance, like hip-hop dance classes, uh-huh. classes where you wear shoes, are just like the sole is so worn down mm-hmm. that like I think my foot is going to be coming out sooner than later, which is good for like being slippy because you don't want to be grippy when you're doing those kinds of movements.
You want to be grippy or slippy?
You want to be slippy, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because it just
so
helps
you don't
want to
be grippy for Pete's sake.
Right. So,
you can't be barefoot.
Well, you can wear socks, but I feel like that's potentially dangerous because then you're slippy, and I don't know if you want to be slippy.
Don't be slippy, pal. Wait, you don't want to be slippy
Didn't I just
or
say
grippy?
Slippy?
You want to be somewhere
you
between.
Be smooth.
You want to be in the right
You
want to
be
range.
Smooth.
Excuse me.
So as I've been shopping, I can't buy sneakers from anyone. I'm trying to figure out like where I can buy sneakers that aren't fucking on the BDS list. Like is Converse, I think maybe Converse could be okay, but certainly Puma, Adidas, Nike, like all the big ones that are shoes you would probably try to buy for hip hop classes are not. They're all on BDS. I'm like, well, fuck all of you assholes. Can
Holy
you get
shit,
it together?
Dude, what do you do? There's an Ethiopian shoe company I know of.
That's awesome.
But they don't really make that.
What are they? They're making like, what are they making?
They're
gym shoes?
They're kind of more like Vans. I don't know.
Oh.
They're kind of like.
Yeah, I wonder where Vans are on the list. I just bought a pair of Vans. Not just, but like maybe 4 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Recently.
Fuck, Maysoon, you didn't BDS check that?
I forgot. Shit.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow.
I basically
How
don't
the mighty
shop
have
as a
fallen.
Thing. I need to check Converse. I think Converse could be okay.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I think not. They're Toms? Too big of a brand.
I don't know. You got to go local. If there are no local shoes, they're probably like $5,000.
$5,000.
We need to make our own shoes.
I think we might need to start.
We need to get out of here, dude. We need to go fucking...
Oh, Reebok is bad, too. Like, literally, they're all bad. Look, all the bigger
we
brands.
Have to stop living in civilization, okay? Look, here's what we're going to do. First and foremost, we got to take some hits at the top by getting, like, some solar panels and stuff, okay? So that's going to cost money and carbon.
Okay, I have some savings we can use.
Okay, great.
I don't want to be in, like, this country.
I know, but we got to, like, get out into the woods or whatever.
I'm also scared of grizzly bears and polar bears.
I don't want to shit outside, as we've talked about extensively. Let's not get into all that, okay?
Cut that out. Cut it out, please.
Okay.
I can't have people hearing me say that out loud.
I'll still vote.
From where we're...
People are really trying to ride us about voting.
I mean, I'm going to vote. I just might not vote for who you want me to vote for.
Oh, dilly whackers.
I don't think I can bring myself to not vote completely. Like, that feels really bad. That feels terrible to me.
The fact that you're even on the verge of that at all is so wild. If people go back and listen to the whole show, they can really see our political growth.
Or deterioration. I don't know.
I can't remember. We didn't endorse Kamala when she was running for Senate.
No.
Did we?
No.
No. Okay, let's not get on that.
No,
we don't need to.
I really
don't
need
to. No.
I can't get into politics right now.
No, no.
There's going to be time.
Make soon, I have
to
say.
We do need to do a voter's guide, so I kind of want to focus more on local stuff, to be
honest. Here's one art thing I did do, partly because I'm... Oh, yeah, we'll stay local. Remember, yeah. Victor said that last time. Vote locally.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but here's the thing, Maysoon. I went to the fucking art book fair, and that was a rock and roll good time.
When was that? Was that just last weekend?
It was 2 weekends ago. Three?
Oh,
no.
We interviewed Victor, so we didn't have a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
There were some great folks there.
How did you feel about it this time, this year? You also worked it. You went to it and worked it?
Yep.
Nice.
No. I just worked it.
You just worked it. Did you have a chance to walk around, or were you just working the whole time, knowing you were probably behind the desk the whole time?
No, I left.
You were scared.
I left for a while and went and hung out with a few other folks. Most Ancient was there, Veronica Graham's printing outfit.
I'm so mad I missed her.
Check out Most Ancient. It has great stuff. Yeah. Current Editions, Jocelyn's thing, Able Tabled. I got to meet Able's girlfriend.
Able Table.
Well, one of my favorite things that I came across there was one guy who had this zine called Are You an Anarchist? But the press was called, like, Steal This Press or some
shit like that.
Yeah. And so he was like, you can only have it if you steal it. And what? So I was, like, fucking stalking it.
Oh, because you, like, wanted to actually steal it without
like
him seeing it?
Yes, because if he caught me, he was like, put it back.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
When you tried to take it?
Yeah, I tried
three or four times. I love them.
It was so silly.
Where were they from?
I don't remember.
Damn.
I know.
I want to be friends with them.
And then another thing.
Did you end up stealing it? Were you successful?
Yeah.
You got to get them when he's talking to someone else.
Yeah. I don't know. It was good. I give it 5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, 5 out of 5. I thought we were doing 10 stars. Should I describe
it? Because it was free, baby.
That's the reason why you give it 5 stars?
Well, I mean, if something's free, you're getting automatic 2, maybe even 2.5 stars.
Yeah, okay. You're already
50%. That's the lowest
you're already
you can
50%
get for
there.
A free event.
Cool.
Yeah.
I will describe it as such. 500 screaming babies.
Oh, no.
Crawling towards a vat of milk. Is that weird? That was weird.
What are you doing? A poem?
I'm describing. I'm giving the, you know how
Score is non-numerical.
Yeah, my score is
yours
different
is
experience.
Exactly. Well, Maysoon, that seems like a bad review.
No,
because
they're moving towards I don't think it's a bad review. Because I feel like the energy of that space is so many people, everyone's swarming around.
500 screaming babies is a nightmare. That is hell.
Okay, maybe I should revisit that. I mean, it's true. I just felt there's something about like the vat of milk that feels calming to me for them. Like they know that they're
a vat of milk. Oh, are God. They gonna drown?
You're not allowed to like dissect my rating, you asshole.
I'm sorry.
Okay, how about 500 swarming bees heading to the beehive?
Dear also sweet the same? Mother of mystery. It seems like the art fair was very hectic and anxiety causing for you.
Well, I don't think it was like a rolling hill at all.
Sure.
There's so much energy.
Uh-huh.
There's like hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands of people going through there.
Uh-huh.
But they're all going to get their like their little prize. Their little secret prize that they can steal or that they can like dig around for. They can like look under the table for, on the wall or behind someone's back. Those kinds of things.
What about 500 gnomes?
It's too woodsy.
It's too Ben Folds 5.
I don't know. Screaming babies is pretty funny, but that's a little disturbing. Let's not. I think the bees is probably better. I'm going to go with the bees, okay? I'm going with the bees.
Okay.
Okay. Luke, I swear it's a compliment, okay, if you ever listen to this.
Nobody listens to this.
Someone's gonna comment. I bet you any motherfucking thing.
Okay, where are we at? Maybe we should actually do a state of the Bay Area art.
We can't do that
scene.
Now. Right now?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, God.
We're doing it.
Cause I'm. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
WADA still wins for best installations, period.
Oh, I didn't mean an Olympics. Are we doing Olympics?
I don't know. I just felt like I needed to
I'm
say
just
that.
Like, how are things feeling? Because I feel like it kind of seemed like maybe the book fair.
Things feel like 500 babies crying.
Oh, no.
It's an ocean of milk.
Oh, my God. Are they dying in the ocean?
No, they're not dying.
They're
going to no
drink.
One is dying.
They're drinking the milk.
They're swimming. Babies, like in a fake world, babies like milk, right? Or in like whatever standard life.
Yes.
The babies are swimming. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I'm just fascinated.
Don't try to psychoanalyze me.
Oh,
that's
I wouldn't.
Not right.
I wouldn't. I didn't.
Do you have tarot cards?
Hey, pal. I wasn't trying to. And the
you
fact
like
that you
to,
so badly didn't want me to shows something.
So something
that's
else.
The psychoanalysis and the negation, or otherwise known as denial.
I don't know what any of it means.
It's when the guy goes in and he's like, "I had a dream. There was a woman in it. It's not my mother. I know that's what
oh,
you're going to say,
like,
but it
okay,
wasn't my mother.
It's your mother. We get it."
Yeah. As soon as you start going down that path.
I think it's, for me, I think it's like a hopeful feeling. Like maybe I feel like I'm one of the 500 babies screaming.
Oh, okay.
Who
but,
needs the calm.
But you're almost there.
I need the calm.
And
I
when
need
you get to the
settle, the like, okay. Like that's, I think that's, but I'm going to psychoanalyze myself. That's what
but
I'm going to say about.
We're all babies that need to calm. Maysoon, the milk though, is that. It's a pot when the babies are crawling to the milk and the milk is good, right?
Well, it's not rotten. Why would I want babies crawling to a rotten pile of milk?
I never thought it was rotten.
Well, what did you mean by good?
Babies drink milk from a bottle, not an ocean.
Okay, maybe we're cats. How about cats?
There we go.
Does
that makes
work
a little
better?
More sense.
Because cats can lap up milk. Fine, let's do the cats.
Okay. I forget why we're even talking about
because we're talking
this.
About the state of the art world.
Oh, right. Okay. Bay Area art world. It just, oh, we God. Did have SFAI disappear.
Oh, wow.
That was
ago.
A while ago. Okay.
Yeah.
But, and Mills, the Mills Art Department is yep. pretty much
yeah.
off feeders main to that. Then we got CCA. CCA.
CCA is like, well, the Oakland campus closed, which is a sad moment.
Yeah.
But now they're rebuilding their whole like SF
I don't
campus.
Know. Doing a big construction
and
project
I don't even
gives
understand.
Me PTSD.
I haven't even looked at the, you know, I like to look at the plans oftentimes. I'm like, let me see the proposal. I want to see what's going on. I have no idea what's going on. I haven't looked at the plans. All I know is that Wattis is moving back in. And they're excited, and it's going to open sometime in October.
Wait, Wattis is moving into their new space.
Into the new campus, yeah.
Okay, so we'll see that how that pans out.
That seems exciting. Okay. I mean, that seems like a hopeful thing. If someone's like dropping a bunch of money into a construction project, that
sounds bad.
Election year, bad.
Bad.
Well, they have some plan. They must have some plan that we don't know of that involves...
Just like...
Oh, God. No. We got to take that shit out. I can't handle that.
We can't say... Maysoon, don't discriminate against my religion.
Are you religious now?
I am.
We need to discuss this if you
I'm
are.
I'm ready to go. Religion, baby, take me home.
Are you really?
No.
Do you need to tell me something?
But I can't just josh around about God. It's a fun concept. You know, when I was psychotic, I thought I understood God's funniest joke.
Which is what? What's the funniest joke?
Well, I didn't know the setup, but the punchline was two dykes going at it while a third one eats Shangri-La under a blanket. And the thing about that is you have to understand East Bay food culture to know that Shangri-La is a vegan restaurant.
Oh, in not Oakland. Like a place. Not like a
no,
magic place.
I don't mean the actual Shangri-La. I mean the vegan restaurant Shangri-La.
Okay, yeah, we didn't
where
know
you
that.
Can either get a full plate or a moderate plate. Do you have that anything like that around here where it's just like you just order what they give you? Like there's not really a menu. It's just
cute.
You get
no.
what you get and you don't get upset.
Well, if it's vegan, then you're kind of good.
Exactly. And the food is really, really fucking good. But the thing about it is if you're under a blanket and you're eating Shangri-La and there were some lesbians having sex, you would not be able to hear it over your own chewing.
What are you chewing on in there?
Lentils. A lot of lentils.
Crunchies?
Well, that's the thing. It's not crunchy. It's
but
slurpy.
I feel like
it's
to not
slurpy.
Be able to hear that, you need something loud to chew on. And crunchies would be louder than Slurpee. No.
Well, the slurping masks the other slurping that might be going on. The slurping masks the other slurping
yeah.
that might be going
Does
on.
Does it, though? I feel like...
Hey, man, I did it. I've done it. No dykes were going at it, but I thought they were.
Oh, you were under a blanket with two other dykes?
No, you got to understand.
Give me the full...
There's two dykes going at it outside of in another place. And then there's another lesbian under a blanket, under her own blanket.
Oh, that's totally separate. There's separate rooms.
Well, I'm just saying.
I thought we're talking about one room, one space. Yeah,
well,
even
maybe
one
there
bed.
Is one room. Maybe there is one room. And maybe there's one dyke in a cuck chair, okay, in the corner underneath a blanket eating Shangri-La.
What does this have to
this
do with
is
our
God's
podcast?
Funny, it has to do with God's funniest joke.
Okay.
Here's the deal, Maysoon. Let's make it interesting on how things are going to go. Okay.
Are we doing predictions? Mid-year predictions?
I bet that there's going to be at least one labor strike in the art industry here in the Bay Area. And that counts. Even tiny art institutions count. Okay. Can we say that? Please. Are you going to say no? Please
I'm just
bet
trying to really
$5.
Think about whether or not you think that I think that's going to happen.
I think labor is ascendant right now.
But I don't know if anyone's going to strike right now.
There's been layoffs. There's been weirdness.
Where is the layoff? Where are the layoffs happening?
They tried to lay off people at CCA, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, with this whole big new building shit? The
exactly,
hell?
Dude. Okay, so what? Let's say by the end of the year.
By December 31st,
okay.
2020.
11:59 p.m. Okay, $5.
It's like
bucks.
A fucking grant application deadline.
And we're shaking on it. $5. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't want to do anything unless I'm gambling.
I know. This is Kate's drug, gambling. What else do you want to gamble on?
Well, I'm not in the prediction markets for the election. It's too dicey for me.
You usually are, though.
You could
usually
get
kind of gets you
there.
Going.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying not to spend my money frivolously.
On this shit?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Oh, well, it's not just CCA. It's like CounterPulse has a union now. Not
SFMOMA.
NIAID might be having a union.
YBCA
is
probably going to try a union.
Creative Growth just had their union votes. You know, like union. Places need to get their shit right with their workers.
I wonder if the CGM has a union.
Oh, Afrobeats is happening in Oakland, and they're going to be taking over the Oakland Museum on August 23rd. Check that out.
What does that mean, taking over the museum? Is it an exhibition?
Oh, Afrobeats is a festival at Snow Park in Oakland. It's going to be Afrobeats at the lake.
Where's Snow Park?
On my walk between my... It's near the lake.
Between
your house
and the lake?
It's like across the street. When I walk from my house to my studio, it's almost the midpoint.
Oh, great.
Does that help?
I know that reference. I mean, I can't see it, but I have an idea.
And then they're also doing the... takeover party at the museum on the 24th. And I think there's other stuff going on. You can follow them on Instagram at Afrobeats Oakland. Okay, that's the only thing I'm shouting out.
Okay.
If people want to start getting more shout outs, they got to pay.
How much per shout out?
You either have to pay or you have to adopt Pappy. That's the two ways we'll shout you out now on the show. You hear that, AJ Fox from the Berkeley Art Museum?
Are those guys unionized over there? No, I'm obsessed with
thinking about all the unions. Oh, for sure they have a union. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they're part of the school. So the, yeah.
Yeah.
How about OMC? Are they unionized?
Actually, yes. No, I know they were because they
maybe
were.
Maybe we need to get a list of all the art spaces that are unionized and which unions are part of just to have a clear sense. This is one of those things
good,
that I'm going to do
Maysoon,
and we'll never do.
Thank you for looking into that for
I'm
us.
I'm going to look into that.
Thank you for looking in. Maysoon, we're going to be freeing Palestine from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.